The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Allstate believes good starts young, and that's why they sponsor Kid of the Week every week, and we want you to let us know if you've got a Kid of the Week you want us to know about. You simply go to WGNradio.com, search Kid of the Week if you'd like, or just pop through on the Steve Cochran Show and click on the Kid of the Week side, and you'll be able to tell us about a kid that you think, well, I don't know, we're going to meet the Kid of the Week here in just a second, but I want to remind you again that we are live, Saturday Night Live, The Experience here. And I haven't done any shopping yet. You know, the cool gift shop store thing is over here.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I picked out three things that I like already.
You ever been to 30 Rock in New York?
I've been to Rockefeller Center, but
Rock,
never
30
inside.
Rock is like this, the gift shop. And you know, you get off a Disney ride, and they dump you on the Disney ride, and you go in, and they've taken a picture of you on the ride, and you go, I must have this. And it's $150 bucks, and then you get home, and you throw it away. The Saturday Night Live in the NBC 30 Rock store is, I don't know, what did you say, Dave, five or six times the size of this.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's a couple floors.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can get all this stuff, but you'd have to fly to New York. I think it's better here.
Oh,
Dave,
absolutely.
Let's get the cash register open. Let's make some money this morning. Right after we meet this Kid of the Week. Again, thank you, Allstate, for your constant encouragement for Kid of the Week. And joining us on the phone now is Dejon White. Dejon!
Yes.
Dejon, you with me?
Yes.
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks for getting up. I appreciate it. Where do you go to school?
I go to school up on 81st and May at Prospective Calumet High School.
Okay. You junior, senior?
Junior.
Okay. This is the tough year. Have you taken your ACTs and all that stuff yet?
Yeah, no, I ain't taking it. We're taking it 5 months. It's a very intense test, though.
What do you want to do after high school? Do you know?
I want to go to college. I want to play basketball, and I want to major in business.
Excellent. How good are you, by the way? What position? You sound like a power forward to me.
Yeah, I do play power forward.
Oh. How could you possibly tell that?
What a weird skill. And how's your team? Are you guys good?
Yeah, we good. Yesterday we just beat this team that we didn't beat in 3 years.
Nice. How about a hand for Dejon? Yeah. How much? What about scoring? What'd you have?
I scored double digits every game I play, but I didn't play yesterday though. I'm not cleared to play.
Oh, okay, well, let's get that figured out. In the meantime, one-on-one, you and me?
Okay.
Dejon, do it, because no offense, I think he could school
what?
You.
What? I have got a sweet little 15-foot fadeaway. Oh, Dejon, please.
Steve, we've seen your sweet little 15-footer.
He wouldn't even score.
Is that right? Hey, listen, just because you're right doesn't mean you ought to say it out loud. Dejon organized a youth club called the Rebels for Peace. What is it?
Rebels for Peace is a youth organization where, like, we try to rebel against the common thing that young black teens got to be on the street or working at dead end jobs. We want to show them that, like, they can be more than what everybody expect them to be. Like, and we trying to bridge the gap between different teams around different areas, and we trying to bridge the gap between police officers and young black teens, because that's like a stereotype around Chicago that black teens don't like white police officers. So we trying to bridge that gap to show them, like, police officers is good people and black teens is good people.
And we have a link for your podcast. Is that on the website, Steve Cochran?
Yes.
Okay, so you can go there and you can hear the podcast. Did you start this on your own, or did you join it in progress, or what's the story there?
Well, in April, I went to this peace summit where I heard Mara talk about the superpower, which is the mind. She's the CEO of the One Solution team. And after that, I just started at the Rebels for Peace with my friend named Marion. And I've just been running with it ever since then.
God bless you, man. That's
Dejon,
a good story.
Your organization, this is fantastic. You help teens basically live a life free from gang violence and just violence in the neighborhood in general. How do you give other students, how do you explain how there's such an opportunity for them to make something of themselves?
Make the right choices instead of the wrong choices.
Right.
I use my own experiences every time that I normally talk, because I was once like a real big troublemaker around the school and around the area. And since I heard the talk that Mara gave, it just changed my whole mindset. I saw that like the circle of violence, it don't gotta continue, and I saw that like peace can be around Chicago. So I just talk about that, and then a lot of people up in Chicago, they want the same thing, like they want peace. So like they'll listen, they'll come to the after school program. We got an internship going on, and like everybody listen, then I got, it's a big old team for us too. Like it's a lot of the rebels. And we got some rebels up in Arizona that is entwined with us too. So like it's going real good. So that's what we do.
Well, here's another, I'll let you go in a second here, but here's another stereotype maybe, or cliche. But then my concern for you would be that some of the gangs would be upset with you because you're trying to keep kids out of the gangs. Do you get any heat from the gangs?
Oh, no, because who my daddy is, he is like a big-time person. So he got a lot of rep, and then I got a lot of rep from different areas because my family is like a mixture of gangs. So I'm cool with a lot of different gangbangers. So I don't get no heat from that.
Well, stay safe, pal. It's a cool story, and I love what you're doing. And you got your whole life ahead of you and all of those cliches, but it's absolutely true, even though you're completely wrong about me and you on the basketball court.
Oh, my God.
All right, last question, Andre.
Dejan, you're so well-spoken. You're funny, too. And once you school Steve and finish your basketball career, are there any thoughts of sports broadcasting?
Yes.
Ah.
After your NBA career.
Yeah. I wanna coach a team too.
Cool.
Okay, slow your roll. you gotta play first, coach second, and then rule the world. Listen, man, you're an inspiration. You're an inspiration, and we're excited for you, for your future, and finish this school year off, get eligible for the team, and get back out there. By the way, how do you raise money that you need for Rebels for Peace? Where's the money come from?
Once Lucid team help us out, other than that, nowhere.
Right.
We try to raise, and we try to get funding, but it happens sometimes and don't.
Well, and I mean this with all sincerity and seriousness. There's a lot of white folks who listen, and they hear someone like you, and they go, well, what can I do to help? This is what you can do to help. And, you know, if you're lucky enough to live in a neighborhood that never has to worry about violence, that type of thing. So we're going to talk to you off the air and see what we can do to maybe get an address out to people where if they want to, they can send a check and get you some cash to help out with the cost of doing what you're doing.
Thank you to everyone.
All right, Dejan, good to meet you, man. Thanks for being our kid of the week. What's he win, Sandberg? He gets himself an Amazon gift card and some Lou Malnati's pizzas?
That's correct.
All right, enjoy that, Dejan. Thanks for being on, bud. Go to school. Stop talking to me. All right, I'll see you later.
So when is your game? When's your pickup game?
He's not going to have the guts to face me.
He's still on hold.
I think you heard. I think the way he said you won't score on me told the true story of how fearful he is of playing me right there, huh? Please, God, don't let him play me. That's Dejan White. That's a good kid.